This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour. Broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Home shows, welcome to Men's Room Happy Hour, exclusively on the Odyssey app. We have made it to episode number 4.7895.
Oh, wow.
Which is a huge deal for us.
Forgot so we're busting it up into percentages now.
Now that we've done billions, now we're in the decimals.
Decimals, yeah.
So that's how many episodes of this wonderful podcast you get. Let's see. A couple programming notes for you real quick. The Miles Montgomery Golf Classic sold out.
Sold out.
All the foursomes are taken care of.
So stay out.
It's going to be a great day. Maybe you can, you know what you can do. I mean, the Daily Megs Morning Show are going to broadcast their show live.
Hell yeah.
So, you know, stop up in the morning. I mean, there's going to be Men's Room IPA, Men's Room 20th Anniversary beer there. And
yep.
If you want to just hang out and, you know, hit a couple balls, putt around if you're not in the tournament or whatever, and hang out and watch the show, man. Why not just stop up and get yourself, man, I tell you what, in all honesty, as far as, and I golf at a lot of different places, but as far as the food goes, the King County courses have some of the best food.
Oh, yeah.
So as far as like just a good hot dog, a good breakfast sandwich, a breakfast burrito, you know, a hamburger, cheeseburger, whatever. Jefferson's got a great kitchen. They got one of the best chicken cheesesteaks in town. Maybe the only one.
I about to say, is there any particular foods that you can think of?
I'm sorry, that's a Jackson. I'm not sure if it's a Jefferson, but the chicken cheesesteak is up near where you guys live.
Yeah.
Can you go in there and just eat?
Yeah. Oh, you can go up there and you can putt around, hit a bucket of balls. The best thing about going to...
yeah, but I'm saying, could I go just get a cheesesteak?
Apparently you can. But yeah. Like, yeah,
it's a public course, right?
It's yeah, that's exactly. So you can just roll into the clubhouse, I guess, and get food.
And I'll tell you something else, man. Where I took Steve's kid up, we played the short par three.
Mr. Miles cusses a lot. That was the actual quote.
That's fun, too. I mean, you're just basically hitting a pitching wedge, you know, on nine holes and doing a little putt like the kind they got. It's a little bit bigger than the one they have at Green Lake. But, yeah, food's fantastic. So I can vouch for that for West Seattle, for Inner Bay. So if you're looking for some breakfast, you can stop up there as well. Tomorrow, hopefully, speaking of breakfast, you can join us in Stanwood if you're listening to the podcast on Friday morning. We're going to be up there for the Stanwood Shortest St. Paddy's Day Parade put on by the Daily Megs Morning Show. And we actually do have a float.
We got a float.
Yes, well,
I mean,
should we call it a float or a floater?
It's a floater.
Let's call it a floater.
It's a floater.
Yeah. It's the floater.
It's a floater. I'll tell you what. We'll let you come up there and see what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll leave that to be a little surprise.
And we have some things to toss out to you. It's not beads, it's not candy, but you know, our own twist on things.
We got some S to toss you.
Yeah, we're just gonna toss some shit out there.
We're gonna throw some poop. I might have to conjure one up and keep it in a little plastic bag.
Are we gonna buy some candy?
I mean, you can. I was just.
I want to toss some candy.
I might go buy a bag of candy.
I mean, yeah, but Tim Tams aren't individually wrapped. No, I'll buy.
But that
I'll
makes
buy.
It funny. Everybody yeah, hits the ground. Yeah.
You guys ever been in a parade?
Yeah. No. I have not. No. Have I?
Yeah.
No.
Mike asked me. I go. I don't know if I have as an adult. I felt like I have, but as a kid, when I go up College Park. Yeah, like every year for like opening day for baseball, we had a parade down Rhode Island Avenue, and every team was in a truck, and you got to throw out candy to other kids.
So I mean, like, cool. I've never been in a parade, but you know, I did the high school marching band, so it's not really a parade, but it kind of is. But it's just you guys.
I think it's still a parade.
I think we got the best.
Is it a parade though? If it's just the band,
as long as you're out
and
on the street,
and twirlers and all that kind of crap. Yeah.
Well, I mean, what was it? What parade did we have that booth?
That was the Torchlight Parade.
Okay, well, I'd rather do that. I would rather sit there in prime seats
and watch a parade,
eat food, and watch people go by and drink beer. I thought that was a better deal than walking down through the parade route.
Dude.
Like, hang on. That was the best thing of all time.
It was the best thing in the house.
I would take my mom to parades all the time, and then that first year, right, like, I went, I took her, my buddy, like, but you gotta understand that we were so close to the main center part of that parade. And we had beer,
yes.
Right. And they were grilling.
Yes. Yeah,
like, I mean, you'd rather do that? Like, I don't know any other people that have ever done that besides us.
We haven't been in a parade, but I think we've experienced the ultimate parade experience.
I met my wife doing that.
You know? That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
But being in a parade?
Or going to one.
No, that best seat in the house thing.
Oh, right on.
Yeah,
nice. We were on TV. She hit me up on Twitter, and then I stalked her.
We were on TV?
Yeah.
Oh, constantly.
You didn't notice that?
No.
Remember, they all have to stop right there in front of the Macy's.
Yeah.
And then, like, what's his name? The sports
Rabel.
Guy.
Rabel. Mm-hmm.
Rabel, right? He would interview people and stuff, but, like, the camera would pan often, so often. Like, you could see us all the time.
Honest to God, this is news to me right now. I had no
idea. How do you know she didn't
TV?
Email and blow up Ted first or me?
She did.
Oh, she did.
She absolutely did.
She went through that. She went through all of us.
She hated me before she met me.
Why?
Because I ruined the show.
Well, no wonder you're married now.
That's right. I hated my character on the show.
I didn't respond to her, did I?
No, because the thing is, tweeted the both of us, and then I followed her back, and then her response was, oh man, that's awesome. I wish Ted would follow me back. I actually elbowed Ted. I was like, dude, follow this chick back here real quick. I'm trying to work something.
All right, yeah. I was like, I think I helped.
Wow. Look at all the money you cost him, Ted.
That's right.
Jesus.
Damn it.
Weird time to bring it up. Mike, I had sex with your wife.
You bastard.
But you weren't married yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you barely knew her.
But so the parade is going to start at 11 at the Stanwood Hotel Saloon.
Not hell.
There's
gotta say it just like that.
There's a number of bars in the area too. We can drink there afterward, drink there before. I think the bar opens at 9.
Are they opening specifically at 9?
I believe so.
I don't think they open till noon.
Migs came back and said that the bar was going to open at 9, or maybe it was Castle. Nice. So blame them if I'm wrong. But either way, there's a bunch of breakfast spots in the area that have beer and liquor and mimosas and all that crap, too. So
right.
If you want to go up early, you can do that. So hopefully we'll see you there. Anything else going on we need to talk about? We good to go?
I mean, parade to me is the big thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Saturday's a busy day, man.
All day Saturday.
I'm gonna go up there Friday night and hang out with Brad and Taryn, go to the parade, and then I got a couple shindigs I gotta hit in the afternoon down here, and then
I am likely gonna do the parade and then run down to my sister's place to visit my niece and nephew and sober up a little bit before my auction Saturday night.
Oh, you got an auction Saturday night.
I got an auction. I'm going to use Saturday afternoon
to cook some shit up. I don't know, man. If I have an afternoon at home,
hell yeah.
I'm going to make something.
You celebrating St. Patrick's Day this weekend?
I mean,
you going to go make like a corned beef hash and all that?
No, I'm not good at that. With the parade, you know. Yeah. I can cook like men's room beer brats with sauerkraut, which is not a bad idea. I mean, at least get the kraut involved.
Sure.
But to me, I know it's not Irish, it's German.
Sauerkraut, is that really Irish?
No, it's German, but generally corned beef, the only way most people eat it is on a Reuben, which is a Jewish invention.
Right, I was going to say, it's just... right.
But it's become like an Irish thing because it's got the corned beef. That's what I'm going to do. Go to the parade, I'm going to come back down. Hopefully my Terps are playing at 12:30. Somebody in the Big Ten tournament, watch that. Then my buddy, who's actually Irish, has a nitro keg of Guinness.
Nice. What's the difference between are they all nitro? No, they're not all nitro, right?
You know what, Miles? I'm not sure. I guess you could get a keg of Guinness that's just like pouring it, but this will come out like
foamy.
He's got proper pints and everything. Okay. We're going to be splitting the G.
Because I'm
not talking about feelings and crap.
I remember. Yeah. Do you remember like 10 years ago, whenever they would do like a nitrous version of an IPA? But it was like the same beer. It was the same keg. They just did it with a nitrous tap. Have you ever seen that before?
No.
I don't know
they
what
did
it
that
does.
With coffee, too, and like cold brews. I think it makes it sweeter somehow.
Hmm.
Everybody's got those nitro cold brews.
The only machine I see fired up anymore is that espresso martini machine they have at LTD. That thing, man, you can't sit in there for 5 minutes without somebody ordering one of those.
No.
You look down. It's a sports bar, by the way. You look down the road and you're like, what the fuck are all these people doing drinking martinis?
We found that down at Marco Polo during the Four Nations game.
What's that?
That they got the espresso martini machine.
They do.
All of a sudden, everybody started coming in, and they were just getting inundated with orders, and it's kind of an involved drink to make if you don't have the stuff just there ready to go, to the point where they said, screw it, we're just going to get a doggone machine.
Right, and then my friend works there, and she was like, the other bartender, like, you know, like, it's just, it's one of those jokes, right? If somebody orders espresso martini, everybody goes, oh, that sounds good, I'll have one.
Yeah.
So she was like, the other bartender hates it, make sure you order 7. So then I ordered 7. Then like my buddy Joe ordered 7, and the girl's like, "What in the?" And we were like, "No, we're just messing with you.
Yeah, we just want one."
Yeah, Miles, that's what I'm gonna do though. He's got a keg of that, so I'm gonna party all day, and then the first F1 race is at 9. So then I'm gonna do some nice drunk cooking and make Reuben sliders at like 9:30
at night.
That's
actually a pretty good time for F1 for us.
It's awesome.
Is how are you normally like get 4 a.m. or something like that?
No rye bread then, right?
Here's my all right. Help me out, everybody. Okay. I like your opinions. So I'm gonna buy corned beef that's already sliced up right from the deli, and then sauerkraut and onions. I'm gonna warm it all up so the meat's hot too. So I'm trying to decide if I want to make little sliders on like potato buns or pretzel buns, or do I just go get rye bread
potato buns
and then I could make actual Reubens.
I think it depends on what state you think you're going to be in.
I think we'd be kind of hammered.
Then I would probably just do sliders.
Yeah. That's where I'm leaning.
Honest to God, that's where it comes down to. Like, look, if you plan on getting fucked up and then cooking, like, what is the easiest way to make this happen?
Hell yeah.
Right, there's also a good chance I just stay at my buddy's house and be like, screw it, I'll make them tomorrow.
Yeah.
This Guinness tastes great.
I got to get some Guinness, too. I need to drink some.
Dude, my daughter's boyfriend got one last night, and I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking to myself, man, they're low calories.
It's a good beer.
They're tasty. It checks all the
Everyone
boxes.
Freaks out because it's dark, and it's like, it is not nearly as heavy as it looks.
Correct. Right?
That's always like the first turnoff. I'm like, just take a sip. You'll be surprised.
Right.
All right. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow. Stanwood's the shortest St. Patty's Day parade. Starts at 11. Absolutely free. Bring the whole family down.
What do you think? Right. Like, it's right. Easter's around the corner. I could snag some Reese's eggs.
Yeah, man.
Ooh,
you know what I mean?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean they're going to be thrown out to people. I might have to take them out of Ted's hands.
That's
right.
That's what we're going to do, man. We're going to sit on the
We're going to eat candy and throw shit to
the men's room floater, and we're just going to throw the wrappers out to the kids.
You could have had this.
Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow in Stanwood. From what I understand, it's about an hour drive from downtown Seattle, so keep that in mind if you want to make it to the parade, because it is the shortest.
Get ready for it.
I would also, like, I drive up there a decent amount, like, get up in the morning, check the traffic.
Yep.
Because sometimes, man, going through Everett and getting through Marysville is a bitch.
Well, and then the first sign of it starting to build up, I'm going to bail out because I'm coming from Tacoma. So it's already a 2-hour drive from where I'm at.
Yeah.
So I gotta
I'm just saying, I would get up. If you're going to drive up from Seattle or something, I would get up in the morning and make sure. Just check your phone. You might have to leave a little bit. Hopefully not. Hopefully 10 in the morning, you could just cruise up.
Right.
Yeah.
Or do what Miles is doing. Head on up early, get yourself some breakfast, and just be in the area for it at the time. You know?
Yeah. It's also the shortest parade. So I would just plan
just
to be
there. Just make sure you're
early.
There. Make sure you're there on time.
Yeah. You might just miss
the whole fucking thing, and you drove all the way up there, and it's only 10 minutes long. I don't know.
Right.
Because they're only going around the block.
Right. Like, that's my impression is, like, by noon, we're done.
By the way, this happened, real quick, before we go, this happened at Castle's wedding, all right? So he does it in Vegas. We party for a day. Then he has his wedding at a little Elvis Chapel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Elvis Chapel. And honest to God, they were no bullshit.
You're taking me your hunk of chunk of burning love.
Yeah. He actually said that. And Castle's wife made no bones about it. This is going to be quick. This is going to be the point. We're just getting this shit done for insurance.
Nice.
Right.
Well, you know, like, I don't even love you.
For insurance?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, she was like,
I want to get on the medical because I don't have medical, so fuck it. I mean, it was cut and dry. I mean, she didn't cut corners.
I need the benefits,
and
damn it.
So
they've been together since like 1998. Yeah. So the idea of getting married, she's like, what the fuck for, dude?
So Elvis gets up there, and you know, how y'all doing? And then he's just a man and wife, and you know, we walk out the fucking Chapel, and Jolene's pulling in with her boyfriend slash husband, yeah. And they missed
she missed the
entire,
all goddamn thing.
But I mean, keep in mind, Jolene's all made up. I mean, it takes her fucking hours.
Sure.
Get, right. So now she's all made up for no reason.
The problem is that it's a wedding.
In a dress.
Weddings aren't known for, hey, let's just push it back 10 minutes. No, you're still walking in.
We'll like, wait
who the
for
fuck's
you,
Jolene. She just fucking missed the entire.
She just rolled in.
She rolled in like an. I think. I can't remember if it was her or not.
It was her. By the end of the night, she was in a wheelchair. not because she injured herself, but she got that fucked up, and they had to like wheel her up to a room.
Yeah, they had like,
dude, I've been at a wedding, or I'll just say it was my mom and sister, but it was DB's wedding.
All
right. Right? So it's at this old, like this old house, probably, you know, out above Towson. I forget what that area is called, but it's like
Hunt
a bunch
Valley.
Of land.
Oregon Ridge or Oregon
the
Park.
Famous Colts guy that drinks all the beer. Defensive
Tom
line.
Hattie.
No, another
Ray,
guy. He was famous.
Some of
the God, what was his name? But his family like owned it. So there's a bar in there.
Art
I think
Donovan.
Art Donovan.
Oh, right.
So I guess back in the day, obviously it was a plantation, blah, blah, blah. But they have weddings in there. But the problem is, and this is where I was so pissed at my mom and sister, I was like, do not be late. They're late. The only doors are like they open up like halfway through the ceremony, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like you can't, it's not like a church
you can't
try to sneak in the back, right? I've been late to a wedding because of Pat. We sat in the back.
Yeah. Right.
They had to walk in past everybody, just like, and I remember just being just shooting daggers. Like I told you, right? It's like of all the people.
Yeah. And they're local.
Yeah. Right. They didn't have to travel that far.
It's not like he got off the plane or any goddamn thing.
Jesus. Well, let's drink some beer tomorrow up in Stanwood.
Hell yeah.
All right. Bitches, enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yep.
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.